95.1 The Bull Community Conversations, brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center, delivering exceptional personalized health care with compassion. I'm Mark Pitts, joined now by Dixie Zion and Dee McGrath. They are with Little Light of Mine in New Hampton, coming to Michelson Park, coming up this weekend, in fact. Ladies, we've got lots of activity to discuss for the upcoming 2025 event. Dee, give us some of the important dates that we need to remember.
Yes, good morning. And first of all, we have to remember Thanksgiving Day is this Thursday, and we all have so much to be thankful for family and good health. There's just a few. So, and the Little Light of Mine would like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving Day and, of course, enjoy the good food. So now, like, on to Little Light of Mine, the holiday light celebrations. Those of you that are not familiar with the Little Light of Mine, it's held at Michelson Park every year from November 26th through December 28th. We light up the park for the holiday season. We add lights to trees and add displays and decorate the band shell, and then we add music to it all. So it becomes pretty magical. And a few special dates to remember is the lights will be turned on November 26th. Like I say, through the 28th of December. There will be holiday mini train sessions November 30th from 2:30 to 4:30, and Dixie will be speaking more about that in a few minutes. It's a nice photo opportunity. And Santa will be visiting December 6th from 5 to 7 on the band shell right at the park there. So bring the little ones out to tell Santa what their wishes are. And then we will have fireworks the same night at 7 p.m. free of charge. We always put on an awesome show. Thanks to the donors for all the fireworks. People really appreciate them. And December 21st, Clunders will be serving cookies and hot chocolate from 6:30 until it's gone. So come out and enjoy the special little treat. And we will start taking down the displays December 29th. And please try to get your displays down as soon as possible so we can kind of clean up the park. And we also want to give a shout out and a big thank you to all the volunteers we had this year for making the park look so nice. And without them, this wouldn't be possible. So we really appreciate all the people that help us out.
Dee, if somebody has not been to Little Light of Mine in the past, what would you say to them to entice them to come out and take a look?
Oh, it's just fun. If it's a nice night, just to even walk around and to really stop and look at all the displays and their names, like who represents that display. And we have a memorial for, you know, your loved ones. So it's kind of nice just to stand in front of that and just look at the pictures and see if they look familiar to you, or, you know, just to respect them.
How many displays do you guys have for this year's event?
Dixie, do you know exactly how many displays?
We have 107, I believe.
That's an impressive number.
Yes, we have businesses all over town here, and some that are like out in the country by New Hampton. They put up their own display to advertise their business, but they decorate it for Christmas.
It's just kind of nice, and it's good advertising for them.
And it's all free.
You know,
we have a donation box by the entrance, so because we are a 501(c), a nonprofit, so your donations can be tax deductible. Would you like me to talk about the events that we got going on at the park now?
Yeah, Dixie, talk about some of the new features that you guys have for this year's Little Light of Mine.
So when you pull into the park from the main highway there, you're going to see a train. The Little Light of Mine, we're excited to host a new event this year at the park. It's called the Holiday Train Mini Photo Session. This is all free for anyone who wants to come on November 30th from 2:30 to 4:30. This is put on by H&M Tinting by New Hampton, and Blissful Moments by Taylor. So they will do the photo sessions, and the train is located just right east of the pool. You'll see it when you pull in. You can't miss it. These pictures and stuff would make great Christmas cards coming up. Then my part of the Little Light of Mine is the Stairway to Heaven memorials. You'll also see them by the pool. They're pictures of our loved ones with a little saying, and we put them up on our display, and you can drive by, you can stop, you can walk by them, just to reminisce about our friends from town or local areas, to remember them.
If somebody has somebody they would like to remember with the Stairway to Heaven display, can they still get involved?
It would have to be for next year. I have a list started already for people for next year that didn't make the deadline this year. So, yeah, and every year we keep putting the new ones up. You know, we put them up with the ones from the year before and the year before. So we have quite a collection out there. This year I have 37 new ones going up. So make sure you stop and take a look at those.
Dixie, I guess we should remind people, if they haven't been to a Little Light of Mine, that while people can walk and, you know, take a leisurely stroll to look at everything at Michelson Park, it really is designed to be a drive-through event.
Yes.
Anything,
and then you have to watch, because sometimes the Grinch is out there. He's walking around.
Yeah.
And there's music, you know. We have a great volunteer that's doing the music to the lights and awesome display out there. So you have to check that out, too. It's by the Wooden Wonderland.
Any special advice for people as they drive through the park?
Make sure you have a lot of time. Some people will drive through two or three times just to see it all.
And some people go through every night.
They have a tradition. They eat supper, the kids take a shower, put on their jammies, and they drive through the park.
Okay, we're talking with Dixie Zion and Dee McGrath with Little Light of Mine in New Hampton's Michelson Park, opening on Wednesday. Ladies, what time will you guys light up the park on Wednesday?
Isn't it dark? The lights will come on. We got them on timer.
It's on Friday, though.
Okay.
The day after Thanksgiving.
Okay. Because you said November 26th.
Yeah, we start them. That's when we fix, like, if something's not working.
We put them on and make sure they're working, but they'll still be lit that night.
Yeah.
And then he won't shut them off again.
Okay.
He'll keep them on.
So officially, though, it starts Friday?
That's when everything will be working and everything will be all set.
Well, I want to make sure we got that clear. Ladies, Dixie or Dee, whoever wants to chime in, describe how this thing is built. How this event has grown in just a short amount of time.
Started out, I volunteered to help with Lee and Lisa Poole. They're the ones that started it all for their son. Each year, it just keeps getting bigger. It's awesome that, like, we have new businesses in town. They'll contact us or we contact them, and they'll put up a display. It's kind of advertisement, too.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen so many drop cords in my life. So can you imagine all these displays have to have drop cords to each light and each displays. So yes, we have volunteers that run the drop cords, and
if you're on foot, you kind of got to watch where you walk a little bit. But
all right, well, as we wrap up, ladies, what's the best way for people to find out more about Little Light of Mine in New Hampton, and you know, keep up to date on things? That obviously weather could always play a part in changing some of your activities. So what's the best way for people to stay updated?
Well, we have a Facebook page. Otherwise, you can always call Dee or myself. We can answer your questions or guide you through a process if you're wondering.
And we're crossing our fingers we don't get any rain. Rain
and
is awful. To dampen the cords and stuff, you know, it's hard to keep the lights on then.
Yeah, all right. Well, ladies, anything else that you want to mention about Little Light of Mine, to let people know that you guys are going to be open for business soon?
Yeah, just come out and take advantage of it. It's pretty magical.
We love to see the little kids, too, the smiles they have. And
all right. Dixie Zion and Dee McGrath, Little Light of Mine, joining us. Ladies, thanks again. Have a happy Thanksgiving, happy holiday season, and everybody get out and see those lights. It's quite a display. I'm Mark Pitts, our community conversation brought to you by Floyd County Medical Center on 95.1 The Bull.